This is Carrie Cordova interviewing Silvia Orozco at the Mexicarte Gallery in Austin, Texas on January 24th, 2004. Or actually, let me correct myself. We have rescheduled for January 26th, 2004. This is for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. This is our first session and disc one of that session. And I'm going to start us off by asking Silvia, would you tell us a little bit about where you were born and where you grew up?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was born in Mercedes, Texas. I was just born there, but I grew up in Crow, Texas.
And where was your family from originally?
My mom was from Cerrado, Nuevo León. And my father from Guadalajara. And she came over with her parents during the revolution. And my father came over as an undocumented worker. He was a bootmaker. And then they met in Mercedes, got married, and I'm the second child.
And would Cynthia be the first?
No, she's the fourth.
The fourth. So how many are there?
The fifth. The fifth. She's the fifth one. She's the fifth one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you're the second.
Second, yeah. There's four girls and two boys.
Okay. And four girls and two boys, so a total of six?
Six, yeah.
Okay.
Maria Teresa is a, I guess she works in the public sector. She graduated from the LBJ school,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm the second child, and graduated from University of Texas, and I guess I'm the one in the arts. And then Edma, she's kind of in the arts too, but she graduated in journalism from UT, and then also UT in literature, Spanish literature. And then my brother's in business, Eddie. And Cynthia's in history, and Bobby's an engineer.
It's quite a big family. What was it like to grow up with so many brothers and sisters in your household?
Well, I thought it was pretty neat. We were never lonely, and I think we were all kind of each other's like best friends. So we didn't, not too many of us had like a second best friend, you know, because we had each other, I think, first and foremost, and then it was pretty neat.
And because I guess you were slightly on the older side, did you end up being a caretaker, or how did things work in your home?
I think I was like the artist of the family, so I think I did the science project 6 times, the 8th grade science project. I did it for everybody.
Why would the artist do the 8th grade science project?
Well, they liked how I did mine, and so the same project was, we all had the same teacher, right? And so, each time when it came to do the science project, I did it. So I did it, when I was in the 8th grade, and when I was in, I guess, later on.
And,
almost 8 times, because I think my younger brother, I probably was gone by then. Right.
But you had already distinguished yourself by 8th grade as the artist of the
family. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that was actually in the 2nd grade, I think, as of my earliest recollection. Because I won a little a circus ticket because I had the best drawing in the 2nd grade.
What was it about?
A little dog with a plain Valentino ball. He had a little clown's neck, those collars, and he was bouncing the ball. I remember that little drawing.
It sounds great.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I won 2 circus tickets with that.
And who did you go with?
Well, we didn't go. I didn't go because we didn't have a car. So we didn't end up going. But anyway, I liked winning the prize and having that little drawing.
And so were your parents encouraging of this side of you?
Yeah, I think, well, as I said, my father was a bootmaker. And so, an artisan, so he worked with his hands.